Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Revenge is sweet and karma's a bee, and we had a whole lot of both of them going on in tonight's kick butt episode. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now let the buzz begin.
Whoa! Buzz. Boom.
That's how I feel right now. Mind blown.
Wow. One of the most dramatic episodes of the challenge ever.
It was great.
Some good
it was
stuff.
Good. Everyone's getting bad.
Wonderful. Okay, everybody, thank you guys so much for joining us tonight. This is The Challenge, War of the Worlds, Season 2, Episode 4, Benedict Laurel. I am Pamela Gross, but I'm not here alone. I have got, we'll start with you down at the end. We have the founder of Fit TV. You know him. You love him. He is David Pungruckersberg.
What's going on, guys? How are we doing tonight?
Good.
Doing good.
Let's do this.
Yes. Yeah. And the man sitting next to him that you all know and love, okay. We know him as Disney Dan.
Yes.
But do we have to change that now to TikTok Dan?
What's up, guys? Yes, it's true. I'm on TikTok now. Idiot Box Boys.
Awesome. And you know him from the Jersey Shore and yes. Double Shot at Love shows right here on AfterBuzz. This is the wonderful Benny.
What's up, guys? What's up, guys? Thanks again for having me. Excited. This was a crazy episode. Can't wait to talk about it.
As you can tell, we're live tonight with all the cheering.
Yeah. Right.
We love
and
a live
thank you to our wonderful producer in the studio. You guys. Tonight was incredible. We had some USA on USA action. We're going to go over that. We had what I would say is maybe one of the most fun eliminations in a very long time, if not top five ever in challenge history. And tonight we've got for you some news and gossip, and we are going to be taking your calls. Woo. So get ready. If there's something you want to talk about, we will be taking your calls live tonight. So join the show. All right, everyone, let's just jump right into overall thoughts. Why don't you take it away?
It was a great episode. It definitely, for me, was a little bit of a bummer because I didn't want to see Laurel go home. I was rooting for her, so it kind of bummed me out. You know me, Team Bananas. But, you know, I thought it was great, though. It was very entertaining. The challenge was actually, it was pretty creative. It was different. It was super close. So, yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah. All right.
Laurel, I'm talking to Laurel. Uh-huh. Laurel, this is what happened when you sent my boy Wes home. This is what happened. Why'd you do it? And also, in theory, I'm sure they were all already talking about this, but Kyle kind of started this all at the beginning of the episode.
He did.
Isn't that weird?
He did.
And I loved it for him for that. That was the first funny thing he said all season, and it was, he's like, I don't really know if they're on his team, but they could have been, and it was so funny.
It was hilarious Kyle puppet mastered this whole thing.
So episode 3 was amazing. Episode 4, hands down, better than episode 3. And clearly there's like a divide because I wanted Laurel
to win. Yes, I'm with you, Ben.
Wait, you wanted Laurel to win too?
I wanted Laurel to win.
Pam, I guess I'm on your team. I could care less if Laurel went home or stayed. I don't care at all.
I wanted her to win.
Cut me deep, Pam.
Could not be happier that she got her lumps tonight and the way it all panned out. My overall thought is that I don't think Kara needed to cry about it, but I do think it's really silly that Team USA didn't learn from last season. They should not be turning on themselves at this point. I do not think it's good gameplay, and I would expect more from veterans like Johnny than to be doing that at this point.
You expect more from Johnny?
Not that he should be nicer or not a jerk, but I'm saying they should have learned from last time not to self-sabotage their own team,
but
especially this early.
The thing is, though, Laurel said it perfectly. She heard Wes saying he had no problem getting rid of other people on his team. So Laurel, I can't put it against her for trying to think of something to save her own butt. It didn't work out for her, unfortunately, but she was playing the game. If she just would have stayed there and twiddled her thumbs and said, okay, we're all on the same team, let's do this, she still would have been going home.
She is playing a game, and her targets are based on an alliance that Kyle made up. So how good of a game is that?
Well, But Kyle didn't make it up, but there's also no, Cam never was like, oh, I'm not with that team. No one's just straight up said they never did, you know, weren't a part of that team.
Right.
So.
And Laurel also heard what she heard from Wes, so she had motive. It wasn't just out of nowhere, you know? So she had a reason to react the way she did, and I think that, in all fairness, that's fair. She heard it herself.
Mm-hmm. Everybody has alliances, first of all. Wes wanted to take Josh out. I don't know why Laurel took that so personally or what it has to do with Laurel at all, frankly.
Well, Laurel came up with that. Laurel, in theory, went to Josh and said,
right,
I want to take out.
But Wes wasn't threatening Laurel.
Well, I think for Laurel, it was just Wes saying he was going to take out other people on the team.
But Laurel
isn't in Wes's alliance.
Right.
So from where I'm standing, I'm thinking Laurel wanted to get rid of Wes and everyone with Wes so she wouldn't get kicked off.
I mean, Laurel just thought she was untouchable, the bee's knees. She's going around making plans. If you're not with me, you're against me. She is so condescending. I think that the word bully gets thrown around too much these days, and I'm not into it, but Laurel is a bully. Like,
no,
she is terrifying.
No, she
I
is
disagree.
Not.
Oh, her
totally
and her notebook
disagree.
Are terrifying.
No,
are you kidding me?
And on top of that, her everything she was doing was working. And realistically, that little technicality that she lost with, it would have actually worked out for her had she not missed that one little peg. But she, you know, as she lost, yes, but barely.
What
you know?
Is their point? Explain to me the strategy of throwing the game. So they lose.
Okay.
What was their plan?
It wasn't their... Well, it was Bananas and Laurel's plan, but it was really Bananas' plan. Bananas' plan was, he was like, hey, I don't agree with it, but he's like, if I, in theory, send home one girl from our own team, I'll have the people back on my side. I'll have the numbers back on my side, which I don't agree with. How the hell is that going to work?
What does that mean?
Well, he'll have the number of people that are in his alliance. This is my whole point. Going into this, the U.S. team was never together. They all had their own thing from the start. Wes, my boy Wes, who, by the way, ran this episode and wasn't even there. Wes was... his ultimate plan, let's say, he was just the first one to say it out loud, his ultimate plan, which was, I'll just take out whoever I want on the team. He was the first one to do it. Everyone already had plans.
But eventually. He wasn't saying, we'll do it. He was saying, when it turns to the dog-eat-dog time, is if we're not winning, but they were winning.
Who cares?
So Bananas
Who cares
deciding
when Wes
to throw it.
If Wes didn't go home, we'd all be saying, oh, it was a brilliant. Who cares that Wes is saying he's going to eliminate everybody?
No, I disagree. You know, I disagree because he even admitted himself before the show even started he was trying to form alliances. So there was already an agenda So that's totally different.
But that's fine either way. He's just the first one to tell everyone. He doesn't care that everyone knows that he's not. Who the hell really thought he was going to be faithful to the U.S. team anyways with Bananas and Jordan on?
I don't know, but...
Like, it's silly.
Well, it's this early. It doesn't make sense to me that they would not want to win. I feel like get as many of their strong players out. Guess what? USA, and whether your strongest, whether your alliance or the other alliance has to get there to the end. You have to still win to get there. So you want to work as a team until you can't anymore.
I would never want to rely on a conspiracy, but let's just say that all of this is for nothing and that when the finals come around, TJ's like, hey, every man and woman for themselves.
Yes.
Yeah. So
I would not be surprised.
My point is that does it really matter who's if you're on the US or the Brit side right now? Like, TJ could just upside down just switch it up.
No.
Well, to answer your question, Dan, right now it does. In the end, we'll find out.
Right. And you still have to get there with your team.
Right.
The people on the U.S. team, they've been on this show enough where they know there's going to be more twists and turns. So they, like, you're probably right. They probably know something is coming up. And they probably have a feeling that they are going to get split up. So why not get rid of the strong players now?
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what that was my thing. It's like, why not? Like, when Josh wanted to get rid, or I guess Josh and Laurel, in theory, wanted to get rid of Wes, I didn't hate the move because Wes is a strong player, and if you have to go against him at some point in this stupid game...
It just seems to me that turning on themselves this early, as Kara said tonight, like, why even compete then if we're, admittedly, it's all at war within our team? Like,
yeah, but
that's just stupid.
I think we're giving way too much credit. I think this was just a ticking time bomb. We knew eventually it was going to happen. They're going to implode. Mm-hmm. There's too many egos, and there's too much bad history between all of them.
We all know
this is going to happen.
Out and out. Warfare, though, if they were going to throw the challenge, they should have been a little more subtle about it. That's what's so obnoxious about Laurel and Bananas. Like, oh, no. They just thought we are untouchable. Laurel thought she was never, that didn't even consider that she would be.
Why do you think Bananas did it on the Girls Elimination Day?
Bananas thought it through. Laurel is so obviously blinded. It's funny. She's believing what Kyle says. Laurel, for all her talk about whatever, is like being puppeteered by Kyle and making moves, you know, based on her crush on Bear. It's just
is that wouldn't it be fun if the girls on the US team next week threw the challenge so that they could in theory get Bananas to go into the elimination.
They should.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Actually, that's not a half bad idea.
That's what
so Bananas, everything he said about them is going to bite him in the butt. When they were talking, he's like, you guys were going to do this. You're just mad that we have the numbers now. It's like, well, you don't now. You lost your cheerleader, Laurel.
I don't know why Bananas was so, like, up in arms about everything. It is so early in the game. Like, just lay back and just play the challenge. See, you're fine. Was he even close to even being on a chopping block anywhere?
Exactly.
Just be quiet, Bananas.
And that's what happens to Bananas every single challenge. He always puts himself on the chopping block. This was the one challenge where people were not going after him. And so now with him throwing this challenge, he's, like, the number one target now.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Absolutely. And again, why did he do it? Why was he such a loudmouth about it? You nailed it. Because he wasn't up for elimination this week. It was a girls' challenge. He hid behind Laurel. He had her do his dirty work. And look what happened. So, speaking of that, is there something you want to tell everybody that's listening to us?
Yes, of course. We here at AfterBuzz just want to thank you guys for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. And in order for us to grow, we need your help. So if you're on YouTube right now, go ahead and give us a thumbs up. If you're on iTunes, go ahead and give us a 5-star. Working at AfterBuzz means so much to us, and we just want to continue to learn and grow. So go ahead, leave us a comment, let us know how we're doing, and we will continue to give you guys amazing, good content.
Thank you so much. And everybody, we are, as we mentioned, going to be taking your calls live tonight. So get your pens or your phones out so you can get the number down. It is 424-354-8302. We're going to talk a little bit more about the competition, and then we'll be taking your calls. So get ready.
Oh, yeah.
So let's go into this competition. It's a perfect transition. They throw it. They were lifting up gigantic heads and carrying them up a hill.
Relics, apparently. They were relics.
They were relics.
Very big relics.
It was called, actually, Relic Runner.
Yes.
So that was essentially giant heads and... dragging them up a hill whilst the other team had slingshots and hoses and then the big human in a ball.
The ab ball. I call them the ab ball. You do at the gym. It was like, you do your abs, right, yeah, David?
Correct.
David knows.
Yes,
your
abs.
So this was inside the giant ball.
There were smaller ones, too, but then there was a giant... David's so advanced. David does the huge ass.
I did, like, two of them.
David juggles those. Right. So... Actually, Josh, who, you know, not my favorite, had a good strategy in this game, though. He was saying, I am going to target their slowest player so that, because this was a timed competition, so that if he slowed down or knocked the relic out of their slowest player's hands, they would then have more time for Team USA, which was actually smart. Team USA would have won. Laura wouldn't have had to go home if she wasn't such a, I'm going to say the B word, bully and a meanie, and she didn't try and steamroll everybody. Boy howdy. Okay, what do you all think of this first one?
I'm so split with this whole challenge. I don't think they should have
thrown the challenge because it's just bad sportsmanship. Another thing is Ashley. I feel like Ashley should have tried to complete the challenge. I feel like she kind of does this throughout her challenge history where she'll cry about something and she'll say something's not fair and that, you know, this isn't her team. She doesn't want to compete with this team. And, you know, I'm always rooting for the girl. So it just sucks to see her, like, give up like that because she is a very strong competitor. She's won two challenges. She has a chance of winning this third one. So it just sucks to see her just give up like that.
I agree that she shouldn't have, but it's hard to... I do feel like, how are you going to keep going when your own team... For once, I am not totally against Ashley's temper tantrum. This one made a little more sense to me than I can't find my socks or some of her other temper tantrums. I would be really pissed, too, if I found out that I was being sabotaged by my own team.
But see, the thing is, if that happened to me and I was on a challenge and I would just use that anger to finish the challenge and win it. And then just be like, now what?
Yeah, but you can't... All right, I see your point, and I agree that
It's a tough spot to be in if your team's legitimately sabotaging you. You know, I mean, I think naturally anybody's going to be pissed off, you know, and you're gonna it's going to go through your mind like, F this, but that's a tough spot. I think you have to be in that situation. Obviously, I'm not one to back a quitter, you know, so I'd say, yeah, you just finish it out. But I can understand the frustration for sure. I mean, you'd feel betrayed, you know?
Right.
All right, a couple thoughts on this challenge here. You know, we usually say it's an advantage to go second.
Yes.
I actually think, conspiracy for Dan again, it's an advantage to go first in this one because the ground would be dry to start at least. And they were, and I was wondering if they were going to use different paths so they would have equalness, dryness to start because that hose soaked it down.
Yeah, that was like a fire hose.
So in theory, the producers were like, oh, we better have the Brits go first and that might actually give them a better opportunity to win because they've been wanting them to win. So there's your conspiracy for me. And second, there was an equalizer in this challenge. Did anybody notice the equalizer?
Where some of
I'm sure the live
giant
chat
heads.
Some were giant and some were actually smaller.
Really?
The heads were different sizes, so I assume in theory they could have had the girls carry the smaller ones if they were lighter in weight, therefore giving them an equalizer and giving them a better chance to get the so the one that Theo was holding was taller than Theo. And Theo's like 6'8". So that was so I knew that there was different sized heads.
Yeah. Alright, well let's just go right into the nominations and then the eliminations before we take the call. So, so that we can have the callers weigh in. And again, thank you guys for joining us. Get those phones ready. And thank you to everyone that's in the live chat. You are, it's like you're here with us. We enjoy it. We're seeing your comments now. So thank you for joining us. Okay. So this whole episode, I literally was like pulling out my hair. It was so tense. So they decide, so the USA team loses. So the Brits are the thing.
They get the tribunal
or whatever.
And they're looking for the speaker.
And it's Georgia, D, and Idris?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So they watch the USA eliminations where all Team Bananas and Laurel decide to throw in Ninja, and Ashley has joined them to save herself, which fair, right?
Yeah.
What do you guys think of that, the decision to throw in Ninja?
I didn't think anything was wrong with it. I was kind of annoyed with how Ninja was just, like, crying about it. Someone has to go in, you know, and it just so happened to be her. Everyone's going to have to go into... Well, not everyone, but people are going to have to go into elimination. That's the name of the game.
Right.
So...
If you want to keep your stronger player, though, I just don't think that that was the right decision. I think you could put in Ashley. I think that she would have been a fine choice.
And
I don't know. I just thought... Ninja, I mean, like, I know she was being a little, like, cocky tonight, but not that bad. But, like, she made it to the Final Four last...
She was the only girl,
And she's the only girl, and she's saying, well, it's, you know, it's my second season. And it's like, well, Ninja, it's only your second season, though. These people have been around for eight seasons. And so I get that why... And she also kind of... She doesn't have that many friends.
Right.
On that side, well, I guess Cam and now one someone else, Kara was hugging her at the end, but they had no issues. Like, yeah, everyone wants to throw Ninja, and yeah, we'll go with Ninja, too.
Right.
I don't know. I just thought it was kind of... Ninja, I get that she was a little upset by it. It kind of out of nowhere. She'd be fine.
I mean, I agree with you, Benny. I don't agree how she was kind of throwing a tantrum tonight.
Yeah.
I don't think it was that big of a deal for her getting thrown in.
Yeah.
Fortunately, she came back for her, you know, but I don't think it was that big of a deal, to be honest. I mean,
I think she could have handled that a little more gracefully.
Right.
I think we saw that side of her with Turbo last time when she freaks out. Yeah. She doesn't like being you know, what she perceives as insulted or wronged or whatever. But so then she talks to the tribunal and says, hey, go big or go home. Basically, I want to go against Laurel is the bolder move. Mm-hmm. And then we have them go out for the night, and we see Johnny convincing Georgia to vote for Kara, that Kara's the way to go. What did you think about the ultimate votes and having Laurel go into the elimination?
I would have loved to see Kara go in, because Kara escapes elimination after elimination. And I can't be mad at the girl, because, you know, again, that's the name of the game.
Right.
If you can escape going into elimination, kudos to you. But it would have been so dope to just see Kara go in and just to see her, not necessarily prove herself, because she has proven herself, but just to see her in an elimination again, because it's been a while.
Yeah.
It's true, yeah. No, I agree. I agree with that.
I mean, okay. I think what it comes down to is, with all this, is you're either, we might have to have fisticuffs, you're either Team USA, Team Kara, Polly, Cam, those people, Team Wes, we'll call them, or Team Bananas and Laurel, and I'm 100% Team Kara, Polly,
no way.
Cam. Yes.
No
kidding. So, what are you guys? So, of course, I'm like, what? I wouldn't want two of them to go against
right.
each other. What are you? What team are you guys on within that?
Laurel and Bananas,
oh,
hands down.
Yeah.
Hands
you
down.
Guys already know.
Yeah.
Oh my God, really?
Well, it's, and the reason is because, like I said before, Laurel was the one who said, these guys are going after me. I need to do something to save my butt.
But they weren't sabotaging their team. No one was going after anyone while they were winning. They could have kept that going for a long time.
But Wes
and
said,
they changed the game.
She went off of what she heard Wes say. And so that's what scared her.
Yeah. Dirty, dirty player, that Laurel.
Yeah, I will never be Team Bananas, so whatever other team you said, I'll just jump on that.
Yeah.
But in theory, my team already went home because Wes lost last week.
Well, we got...
Yeah, not a huge fan of Kara ever, either, and Cam, too. Cam thinks she's a champion and she's never won.
Leave Cam alone.
I don't care.
You don't speak.
What team is our live chat? I'm curious to know what...
Well, we'll have to start writing in.
All right, everyone tell us what Team USA team you are.
They're talking about all kinds of stuff. Someone doesn't think Bear's even cute. Someone doesn't think Bear's cute. I can't believe it. Jordan Simon does not think Bear is even cute.
Jordan.
How dare he? His eyes. You can see the ocean in his goddamn eyes.
So let us know in the live chat which Team USA team you are for. And let's get into this elimination, because it is crazy times. Mm-hmm. What do you take it away? Dan, why don't you start us off? What were your thoughts and feelings?
On the elimination, yeah, it was really fun. Oh, it's my conspiracy. This is all this is great. I'm so glad you brought this up. I didn't know. Well, my final conspiracy for the night. Yes, me and Homer are going to answer this. So my final conspiracy is that the producers knew ahead of time that Team USA was going to, that had voted Ninja in, because Ninja had to talk to the Tribunal D and the other two.
Uh-huh.
So they already knew. So they picked this elimination for Ninja on purpose, because they didn't want to see her go home early. Bam!
That was pretty interesting.
How perfectly set up was that for Ninja to win? No matter who she went, they didn't know it was going to be Laurel. They didn't know it was going to be Kara. They didn't know. But they set that up for Ninja, and that's what Ninja, in theory, does for a living.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yes, but I will say, remember when Ninja last time was like, oh, goody, goody, this one's for me, and it was holding on to tires and getting dragged, she, boop, fell off right away.
Well, I mean...
Sometimes the things that are made for you, it's anybody's game.
Yeah. That's my thought on the final, on the elimination tonight. So.
I thought this just couldn't, like, you couldn't make this stuff up. The slow-mo cut they had of Laurel, like with her just wagging around.
You mean after
won? After she thought she won. Which it's like, Laurel, you just jammed your thing. I can't believe Ninja figured that out. Every part of this was poetry. Because I was grabbing my hair, clutching it, dying like, oh my God, it was neck and neck. It was so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking Ninja's going to totally smoke this. Then Laurel is right behind her. Then Laurel rings the bell. And all this, they're celebrating. You see everybody cheering. Then the time goes by and we just see Ninja sort of still up there going, oh, there's not a hole up here. Like,
right.
There's one that was missed. And she finds the last hole somewhere?
I don't. I was confused on, did Ninja ever find the final hole?
So it was at the bottom, and she missed it.
So did they both miss it?
They both missed it. Okay. And so Laurel put it in. I mean, not Laurel.
Ninja threw it in and then started climbing up.
Yeah.
Ninja got to the top with one left put it in the top.
Did Laurel put hers back in the bottom?
She did.
She couldn't because she already had stuck it in the top one.
Right.
So she just had to leave hers blank. She tried to climb back up.
Back and climbed.
But then didn't Laurel climb up also to try and beat her, but then it didn't happen.
Right. Yeah, either to beat her or to at least try to grab her thing, put it in, and climb back up. Yeah. Like, that would be taking
her. You know what? Laurel won, and that's my story.
Oh, my God.
And I'm sticking to it.
Let's talk about Laurel.
David, you're going to get eaten alive on a live chat for that one, man.
It was about putting these dang sticks in the holes fastest, and if that's what it is, Laurel won.
There was no hole.
In the holes.
There was no hole.
Whatever. She reached the top the fastest, and that's what counts.
No.
I'm sticking to it.
Nope.
I just want to know, like, how I guarantee she was so pissed, probably because she probably felt so stupid too after that, because she's talking crap.
Well, she flipped everybody off. They had I was embarrassed for her when she was doing like the suck it symbols.
Yeah.
and of course the producers put that in slow motion.
It was amazing.
I was like, oh my God, what kind of face? It freaked me out.
Oh my God,
it scared me.
Well, her pinched, condescending face was like, you use what you got. Like, she was trying to talk her way out of cheating, basically. Like, yeah, a real competitor, use what they got.
Yeah.
It's like, no.
But you know what? They blew the horn, so, I mean, you can't blame her, though. You would think it's over.
Exactly.
They actually blew the horn.
Well, because she rung the bell, but then and the UK team cheated. I mean,
and it's crazy.
Same idea, right? Yeah. They went back and reviewed it.
Just think if Ninja wouldn't have said anything. Like, Laurel probably would have.
No one would have known.
Here you go, David. People are actually on your side here.
Yes,
Marissa,
thank you.
Listen, though. Marissa writes, there was a hole, just not meant for the one with the peg.
Yeah, see? That still counts.
She just stuck it in the thing.
It was just a huge, gigantic hole.
That was crazy, though, because Laurel was running her mouth, and it's funny because when she was sort of fighting with Cam in that room, Laurel would be like,
I'm not scared of you.
Laurel would give her a comeback though and look at Bananas. She's like, did I do good? She was such Bananas' little puppet, and boy, did that fight her. Don't ever, kids, do we have PSA music? Kids, if you're listening, don't ever be Bananas' puppet. It's not going to help you.
Here's my thing, though. We're talking this big game on Laurel. Like, she got her butt kicked. No, she didn't. She barely lost.
Yeah,
like, she backed all her talk, in my opinion. If she would have got smoked, that's one thing. But she barely lost. Ninja got lucky.
Her hubris cost her this.
This reminded me of a challenge a couple years ago when it was CT against someone else, and it was like they had to push this big pillar, and CT ripped the flag off, and he wasn't supposed to rip it off, and he won. But then they said you weren't supposed to rip it off; you were supposed to undo it, and he ended up losing.
Oh.
Same exact thing that happened with Laurel.
Let me say this to maybe just defend David in this regard. They, in theory, if they both missed that same peg on the bottom, right?
Uh-huh.
In theory, if they just kept it equal like that, like they both missed the first peg and they both got top at the same time, it's not fair in theory, because I know Laurel stuck it in, so she had no way of because then Ninja just was able, because she had one left over.
Right.
She was able to kind of put it in there and go to the top. In theory, Laurel had no choice but to try to get it and put it back down below. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying there. But I wanted Ninja to win, so it worked out for me.
Yeah, and also, I'm going to call on that theory, because they missed different holes. It wasn't that they missed the same one.
Okay, I thought they both missed the bottom
hole.
Where did Ninja's miss?
Just a totally different one.
In the middle somewhere?
Yeah, but when Ninja got up there, she didn't pretend there was... She wasn't like, I'm done.
I agree.
She was like, wait a second, I can't find a hole.
It's all happening so fast. In Laurel's defense, it's all happening so fast.
Laurel 1,000,000% knew that she was faking it.
I agree.
I don't think
she didn't know what to do with it. She's like, what do I do? Like, do I put it up and throw it in the sky to celebrate? Like, she didn't know what to do. I still agree that she cheated.
Right.
Trust me. And I'm glad that Ninja won.
Yes.
I'm just saying, though, what would you do? This is what you do. Climb does it. Yes. TJ, I have this extra one. What should I do?
No, you have to go find out where you met. You have to. You're not done. Yeah, you got to go find.
Did TJ say, hey, just a heads up, guys, there has to be one in every hole.
Yes, that's the game.
Though I forget if he said that or not. He definitely said that.
It was put it's all 21 it's all Laurel in then, their holes.
Yeah, and then the best part is, well, Laurel did go back, and then she counted them as 21, knowing that the top one wasn't in it, though, David.
Oh,
so
God.
Now I'm jumping the other way, David. She counted all 21 to be like, I got 21. Technically,
but she
Laurel,
did.
You did not. You did it, Laurel.
Man. All right, so everybody, it's the moment you've all been waiting for. Get those phones out.
Oh, boy.
And we will be taking your calls.
No spoilers.
Yeah.
No spoilers. Yes, please don't spoil.
Don't spoil stuff for next week.
Yeah, no spoilers.
Please.
Or the upcoming weeks. Okay, so let's also talk about, well, I just have one quick comment. It's funny, I love Tori so much, but when Georgia said Kara's name, there was a little cutaway to Tori, and she was like, come on, don't run away from going in challenges, Kara. And it's like, well, no one wants to go into the challenge. I thought that was a strange sort of...
They're just trying to find spots to throw Tori in these episodes. She's got no storyline.
She's staying close to me.
Especially because her and Jordan are pretending to like not like each other right now, or they're just like, they're not like oogling
right.
a lot.
Yeah.
She's got no storyline if it's not for Jordan right now, so it is what it is. Sorry,
yeah.
Tori.
Yeah.
All right, guys, so this is a perfect time for me to jump in. We have a caller on the line. So, caller, let us know who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Kaya, and I'm from North Carolina.
Hi, Kaya.
Hey, Kaya.
Thanks for calling. So,
hey,
Kaya, what do you want to talk about tonight? There's a lot going on in this episode.
Okay, Dan, I'm with you. Why was Wes mentioned so much and he wasn't even in this episode?
Aww.
Yes, I mean, Wes is here forever to be with all of us, and we all love him, and we pray to the gods at night that he'll be on another challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
I'm glad he went home.
Yeah, and another thing, when they were in the room, it was Cam and Laura, I think. Why was Banana so distant on, like, Cam and Kara working together? Like, if people are friends outside the show, you would expect them coming into the game,
having
each other's back. But what was the difference? What was so wrong about people like having pre-existing friendships coming into the game? Of course, if you're friends with somebody, you come into the game, you don't want your friends calling you out. That's the part I didn't get in this whole episode about pre-existing
alliances.
What do you guys think it's a lot with
Bananas trying to take the heat off him. I think personally, he's like, well, if I get these guys fighting, no one's going to really, you know, maybe get as mad at me that I threw the challenge. He's not even admitting that he did, but mm-hmm. I mean, yeah.
And
what do you guys think?
Well, Kyle had told Laurel that they made an alliance before they came. I don't know why Laurel's listening to Kyle, first of all, and taking advice from Kyle, who's on a different team, but he said that they had an alliance before they came in. So Laurel was going off of that, and Cam was like, I do not have an alliance.
I don't talk
US.
To these people.
Yeah.
That's what she said, but then she said, well, why? But then she said to Bananas, which was her mistake, well, why would I tell you if I talk to people?
Right.
If you're getting called out for talking to someone, yeah, I'm friends with these people.
It's the name of the game.
Yeah, so everyone's doing it. So why is Bananas, if you just say to Bananas, yeah, I'm talking to people, and guess what, Bananas? You're talking to people for free.
Exactly.
What else is he going to say to that?
Yeah.
He just wanted Cam to admit that she's talking to people, then he has nothing on her. So
right.
Cam, just, you're talking to people, who cares?
Yeah.
Big deal. You're all talking to people.
Do you think that Bananas was asking this because he didn't have nobody on his side? If he was like, had like half of his team on his side, do you think he's been asking people the question? Because he doesn't have nobody but Laura and Jordan and Tori. I don't even know if he has Jordan.
Jordan yelled at him tonight when he threw the ball wrong, and Jordan got super mad at Bananas right away, and Bananas like, they are still fighting. I don't know why Bananas is even opening his mouth this season. Just be quiet and do what CT's doing. Be neutral.
Exactly.
Just go along.
CT is playing smart.
If he shuts up once in a while, then he'd get far. He doesn't shut up.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Well, yeah, Jonathan, let us know if you get anyone else on the line. We'll talk to them, too.
We'll do. We got quite a few callers. So
all right. Awesome. So
thank you. Go ahead.
Jonathan in the studio for making all this magic happen.
All right. We actually got one right now. Caller, let us know who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Marissa from the Bay Area, California. Hello. So, Dan, thank you for reading my comment about Laurel finding another
hole. Marissa, you're getting all mad at me on this live chat right now. I don't know what's going on. I thought we were cool, Marissa. I thought we'd go way back.
I'm here for Laurel all day.
Knuckles right now.
So what do you think about her performance in the challenge, in the final elimination?
Oh, it was so rigged. Like, they're the whole up there for a reason. And she put it in there. She just found a wrong one. So I think it's on the producers for not being clear or just not, like, stepping in immediately and saying something different. TJ should have stepped in earlier, in my opinion, and clarified that because it was a little muddled. And I'm still upset with it. But whatever, Ninja, you climb it.
That's perfect what you said. I completely agree. Like, it doesn't seem like it was very clear because there was a lot of confusion on both sides. And like I said, they still rang the buzzer. So if they had known previously that there's not one up there, they would have known when she did that.
Well, David, let me throw this at you. There was the exact same hole for 20 pegs prior.
Right.
And then there was a giant gap up there, and that's not the hole.
Right, but I mean, wouldn't they
have
said
to trick them with a different sized hole.
But I'm saying, wouldn't they have said that when she originally did it? Why did they take so long? Like, I agree with her that it's weird.
The bell did ring, which is why I thought it should have gone into some type of sudden death, because right. Laurel didn't really know what was going on. It was very muddled. It was muddled.
Yes.
This is what should have happened.
But the producers liked the drama, though, so they were like, let's have it be this way.
Exactly.
Go on, Marissa.
And also from, like, a tall person's perspective, like, you can see over things, and she saw a hole right there, so she put it in. Like, come on, like, give us a goal break.
Marissa, do you really think it looked like a hole, though, or just like an open gap? It wasn't even like a hole, though.
The top of a pole.
We don't know.
It was meant for a GoPro or something. Like, they just, like, couldn't put something in there or whatever. But moving on, I'm still kind of pissed, but hi.
Well, my boy Wes went home last week. I'm still recovering, so you've got at least a week in you right now to recover.
Whatever that was. But anyway, I want to also highlight, like, funny moments in the show that I thought were just great was Kyle sticking out of the orb.
That was very brief, but it was very funny.
That was hilarious.
That was, like, one of the best elements.
Zach talking about Laurel's notebook, which I...
Oh, my God.
Agree.
The most intimidating thing on this challenge, her notebook.
Laurel and her notebook.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Oh, I would be me. Like, if I was on the challenge, I would be the notebook girl with Laurel. Like, I feel like she's my spirit animal on this challenge, and always has been awesome. Since the very beginning, since I watched the show. And then also Leroy with his comment about throwing the competition. Like, Leroy's just E-man. So that is all, and thank you guys. I listen to you all the time, so thank you very much.
Wait, Marissa, before you go, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What do you think about Laurel lurking around watching Georgia and Bear? Because that was a funny... moment too, a funny Laurel, like, kind of catching them.
Okay, to be honest, I'd be lurking too. I'm not gonna lurk.
Me too.
Bad for her, and she just could. What? I'm sorry.
I said me too. I would totally be lurking as well.
Well, yeah, Bear's attractive, and George is pretty too. So there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you so
much for calling us.
You're awesome, Marissa. Thank you. Please call again.
Yeah, we didn't really talk about the relationship stuff that was going on tonight. True. It is so crazy because, I mean, none of you guys thought that Josh was really going to have a chance, and I guess you're right, and I was wrong because she really is obsessed with Bear still.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew that was going
to
happen.
I know. You were a sucker for Josh.
I just wanted something nice to happen for Josh. I don't think that's bad.
I
also said that I liked the relationship between her and Bear better as far as, like, they are cute together. Bear is a slag. So when he was all upset that Laurel got called down. She didn't go home yet. She got called down there. He goes, oh my God. I'm like, hey, Bear, you got three other girls trying to hook up with it. I think it's okay if she goes home.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He likes Georgia, Ashley, Nani, and Kaylee.
But they didn't say Nani tonight. They just said Kaylee, Georgia, Ashley, and Laurel.
It's probably easier to say what girls he doesn't like.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, guys. That seems like a good transitionary point. We got one more caller on the line. So, let me know who you are. Where you're calling from?
Martin from Colorado.
Hi, Martin.
Hey, Martin. Martin, you called last week.
Yeah.
Martin,
way to sneak in there. Again. All right.
What do you got for us tonight, Martin from Colorado?
Well, David, I'm with you. I'm glad you're on as well.
All right. Martin is a smart man. He's a smart man.
Yeah, Dan, eat a superstar. You're not yourself from the Hungry School.
What was that? Yeah, it was a little unfair.
You're muffled, Mart. What's going on? Couldn't hear you.
Yeah, So I don't think that Laura cheated. I mean, look at her elimination record. She doesn't really need to cheat in order to win an elimination. And I do think that if you look at the episode, there was like a hole where she like put like the peg. I think it was like a long hole or something. I think the producers put it in on purpose. Like,
they did blow
the horn when she hit the bell, if I'm not mistaken.
Exactly.
So I think that was like confusion on the producer's
part. I'm going to rewatch this episode. I swear it was like just like a slit up there. It didn't even look like a hole.
It wasn't a hole. It was a gap.
A gap. Right. I don't think it was a hole, but I have to rewatch it now.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
You guys are like really trying to make Laurel have not cheated.
She got up there first.
She got up there first,
but she didn't complete the
task. This kind of goes with my conspiracy. Logan Knight writes, I think the elimination was rigged since the producers probably wanted Ninja to win, which is what I had said.
Why would they want Ninja to win?
I don't know. She's a hot competitor from last year, and they want to keep her around, and they didn't know she was going to go against another hot competitor like Laurel, so they just wanted to, I don't know. They gave her the advantage in theory and gave her something that she's good at.
She's the newest one.
Yeah, and she plays Laurel.
I think if they wanted more drama, I think because, you know, it's reality TV, the producers want drama, I can't imagine them not wanting to keep Laurel around.
I say it every week, Marty. They are all about the drama, no matter where they can get it. They want to get it.
And they got it, because this was a nail biter. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and hopefully we'll talk to you again next week.
Yes, thanks, man.
All right. Well, David, it looks like more people are on your side than I ever would have suspected.
There are a lot of people coming to your defense. But then again, you got Aronia writes, Laurel is crazy ASF. ASF? Or is she just S was an accident?
I think it's
ASF. I agree.
There was no space there. I'm sorry, all right?
Yeah. I mean, wow. It was incredible. But all right,
guys,
we have...
Wait, one more call. We have time for one more caller, and then we'll move on to news and gossip.
We got some news and gossip.
So, caller, let us know who you are and where you're calling from.
Oh, hello. My name is Taylor, and I'm from Houston.
Hi, Taylor. Hey.
Taylor, welcome back again from last week.
I don't know. I recognize your voice.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just now joining, and I don't know if you guys touched on this or not, but what do you think about Georgia and Bear, like, making out and Bear forgetting about Laurel and Georgia forgetting about Josh?
Great question, Tyler, because we did sort of skip over that.
You know what I'll say? I am glad. I think it was really cool how Georgia just straight up told Josh, hey, we hooked up. Sorry. Yeah. That was really cool of her just to like be upfront about it. And Josh acted really chill about it too.
True, yeah, respect to both of them. Yeah, he did handle it well, and that's actually really cool of Georgia to admit that. She could have totally hit that, and I could have blew up later.
And Josh seems like he's just happy that they're friends, and if it does progress, then that's cool. But if not, he didn't seem like he was... I mean, they had a brief moment in the pool talking to... I don't know who he was talking to. I forget. Maybe it was...
D, I think. And D was like, if she hasn't reciprocated yet, she's probably not going to.
Yeah, I don't think Josh is, like, super heartbroken or anything. I think he's actually, you know, for as emotional as Josh is, he's actually handling this okay.
Unlike
some game elements, but yeah.
I feel for Georgia irritated because I love her so much, and I think Bear's, you know, nothing but trouble.
Well, he's using
her. They are cute together. I mean, like that whole flirtation, like, oh, you think you can sweet talk me with food?
No.
Like, was so cute.
But like when he's like, when he's saying he misses cuddling with her, I'm like, man, I wish I was Bear. I miss cuddling with Georgia.
I know.
Like, it is cute.
But I wish Georgia, what do you think?
Also, her friend Nicole still hasn't talked yet.
Nicole, Georgia's best friend, hasn't talked yet still. They showed her holding a relic tonight, and she said something, but I didn't care.
She's just sliding under the radar.
I wouldn't be surprised if she made it to the final. That'd be crazy. Yeah,
there's no way. She's going to get in one iffy week where she has to go into some type of elimination, and she is done.
Yeah, I kind of agree. That's a good prediction. I don't think she's got...
Well, Taylor, thank you for calling.
Appreciate you, Taylor.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you to everybody that's calling in. We think it's really fun. It's a great segment. We do have another special segment. I want to bring back another... Oh, no, he twittin'.
Oh, boy. So this is news and gossip we're doing?
No, this is another... Oh, no, he twittin'. And then there's news and gossip.
All right.
So... Oh, no, he twittin' comes from our boy, Wes, who tweeted,
God.
Which is really funny because Wes, we're still alive and well with us, Wes. Gone but not forgotten. He tweeted, you know this cast is a bunch of a-holes when people in the world are rooting for Kari and Polly. Kari and Polly. And I thought that was really funny. He's like, you know, like people have now turned that everyone's being such jerks that they're like,
yeah.
Team Kara and Polly.
I'll never be Team Kara and Polly, but yeah, I guess people are loving.
Yeah, it's a crazy ball.
They love her short hair this season.
You do too.
I told you, I liked it. Well, that's why I brought it up. I like it a lot but more than the mess that she had last year.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting he tweeted that because on the show, they were on his side, right?
Yeah, no, he's just saying it's funny because they were public enemy number one
right,
last
and now
season.
There's so many and egos now, and bad you know,
right.
villains, I guess you could call them if you want to.
That they seem like the sweethearts. And then for our news and gossip, unsubstantiated gossip. Not entirely true. We haven't seen receipts on this.
Yeah.
But it has been floating around from several sources that Johnny and Jenny, the Beast from the other team, hooked up.
Really?
But they did it in a bathroom.
Like on during the challenge? Yeah. Like during these episodes? Yes. And they just decided not to talk about
I mean,
so Johnny's not with Morgan anymore, huh?
No, he cheated on her.
Oh,
so the person that's bringing this up is Polly.
Okay.
So he's saying, look, you came at me so hard for cheating. You cheated on Morgan. And then everyone on the internet is also saying, and Morgan met Johnny by cheating on her boyfriend. So it's just sort of a, you know, it's just sort of a...
Morgan. Uh-oh.
It's just the way... I mean, it's just a lot of pot calling the kettle black. Jenny denies that this ever happened. So we don't know if it's true or not.
I'm sure we'll hear a lot about that during the reunion.
Yeah.
I guarantee you.
Yeah.
And Morgan actually came back at Polly with a funny comeback about him juggling women... We'll see.
Well, so she's not denying that it happened then.
Morgan's not addressing it. She was just sort of making a joke. I don't think she was addressing it one way or the other. Some other news and gossip. Oh, but then a few people said this that they had hooked up in the bathroom because they were saying, "Oh, don't trust Polly." But apparently, Idris said it. They did too. Like people that you wouldn't have any reason to lie about it.
Yeah.
Said that
Idris has no reason to lie.
Like,
right, exactly.
Lying about it. And Tori and Jordan got engaged.
Yeah.
Yay.
No, this
okay.
is congratulations. So congratulations
all right.
to Tori and Jordan.
Did you hear the extra news on that?
That Cara and Polly were really mad that they stole their thunder.
That's the real news.
Right, that's
screw the proposal.
Is it true? I don't know. That's why I couldn't. I heard.
If you guys want to talk about this in the live chat, I've heard that there's some that the proposal really didn't really happen or it wasn't true or something like that. That was in the some people were writing about it in here. So if you want to enlighten us on that right now, we believe that it actually did happen. Correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have no reason to believe that it didn't happen. But I heard some rumors out there that the proposal it was a lie. So I don't know why they would lie about this. So please tell us in the live chat.
I don't get it either. But if that's I don't know. But All right. We have very little time left. So why don't we super quick, we'll throw it to you guys. You can say your goodbyes as well as maybe a prediction. We'll throw that in with your goodbyes.
Your After Buzz.
You're just
throwing
it up. I don't
know.
All right,
do you
want to start? You want to start with your prediction and goodbye?
Johnny is back to being the numero uno target, and he's going to have to watch his back.
Good one. Yep. And you are. Wait, where? Who are you? And where can we find you?
Because I am Benny Adams. You can find me on all social media at Benny J Adams.
No prediction for me tonight, but I'll give you this: Ninja should have switched sides because she would be a force with D, Rogan, and Joss.
Yes.
Hit me up at Idiot Box Boys on TikTok. I'm rocking that now.
And I will piggyback off of both of you and agree with both of you. Yes, she should have switched. And yes, Johnny is going to be target number one. You can find me on Instagram at I'm David Christopher.
Number four.
Or Twitter or Fit TV Network. Thank you guys so much for hanging out. Pam, take it away.
Okay, guys. My name is Pamela Gross-Jill. You can find me across social media at that. My prediction is that the Team USA is going to need to find a way to work together in the upcoming weeks instead of picking each other off. I hope that they're going to realize that's stupid. And thank you so much for joining us. We love having you with us every week. We love that you're in the live chat. We love to continue the discussion online. So please hit us all up. Thank you so much. Have a great week. And until next week.
See you guys later.
See you guys later.
producer Kevin Undergaro and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.